You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Thank you again for being here. Hope you enjoy the program. And again, if we can be of any help, please let us know. Brother Charles.
Thank you, Lord. Kenny came across a song a while back that he didn't know we already had. And he asked me about it, and it so happened we had a track for it. And it was a request way back, not long after we started doing the Rec Room. Somebody came up and said, you know that song about the hooker and the preacher and the teacher? And I didn't. But somebody was good enough to give it to me. And so we have it. And Kenny, I do part of it, Kenny does part of it, and we do a lot of it together, and that's a lot of fun. So we're going to do this song for you right now. Hope you enjoy it. A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. Two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never, ever saw the stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. And that farmer left a harvest, a home in 80 acres, the faith and love of a growing thing in his young son's heart. And our teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, did her best to give them all a better start. And our preacher whispered, can't you see promised land? As he lay that blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. But there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. While there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the preacher and the farmer and the teacher, gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. And there are three wooden crosses on the right side of the many, many years ago, we were doing Angel Creek Party across town. Got to be 22 years ago. Wayne, how long has it been? Anyway, a guy walked up to me, introduced himself, and he said, I just
want to thank you. We were doing a wrapping party. We wasn't doing the party. We were doing a wrapping party. I walked in and he said, I just want to thank you for taking care of my kids for the last few years. And his name was Wayne Anderson. He'd done 9 flat. Wayne is down in Baytown, went down in Dayton now, right, aren't you? Wayne got a bike ministry doing very well. He spoke to us here a few months ago, and he snuck in on me tonight. Didn't be here next time he's through here. Let me know. We'll have him speak again. Wayne's done it. We Wayne's been clean. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did it all on paper. But anyhow, somebody lock y'all out or what? But it's good to have Wayne back in. It's been good to watch him stay walking with the Lord all those years. He's had a fantastic testimony how the Lord came into his life. Anyhow, turn in your Bibles, if you would, tonight to the book of Exodus, second book in the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, chapter 31. And if you'd like to turn there but don't have a Bible, if you'll lift your hand, we'll see that you get one. Okay, we got some Bible deliverers coming. Genesis 31. While they're doing that, a couple of things. If you do not have a Bible here with you, please keep that one as our gift to you. One of the guys brought his up tonight to him and showed me how he'd written in it. He said, I want to thank you again for my Bible. So keep that as a gift from the rec room. Second thing, let me give you a little background of where we're going to start. Moses had led the children of Israel out of Egypt, where they'd been in bondage for 40 years. After their being in bondage, then they voted 10-2. Not to do anything for God. And God let them wander in the wilderness for another 40 years. God has now called Moses up on Mount Sinai and given him the instructions on how they should live. This is God's nation. He's given them their laws. He's given them the directions to how to build a tabernacle. He's given them everything they're going to need, including the Ten Commandments. And they are getting ready. Moses is coming down from the mountain. And let me just read the last verse of Exodus 31, that's verse 18. He said, he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. This tells you exactly why everybody hates the Ten Commandments. God wrote it. People don't like anything that God does. They want God to put meddling in their life until it comes time to save them, until it comes time to get them out of trouble, until it comes time to go for parole, until it comes time to go for an indictment. All of a sudden, we want God's help. But now then, but God wrote them. That's why everybody just hates them. Because they're written with the finger of God. Now this whole Bible God had written, but the Ten Commandments, he wrote them himself. And so Moses has started down off of the mountain. He's been gone 40 days. And he starts back down the mountain. And while he's up there, we're going to start in chapter 32. Notice, when the people saw that Moses, this is verse 1, delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, that's Moses' brother, he was the priest, and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of Egypt, out of the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. Let me tell you about this man. They don't know what's become of him. He got them out of Egypt. He walked them across the Red Sea on dry land. He's defeated the entire army of Pharaoh. He fed them for 40 years with water out of the rock, manna from heaven. This guy's done everything in the world for him, and they say, we don't know what happened to him. Don't know what's going on here. And so Aaron, being the good old religious guy that he is, obliges him, and he says, you make me some golden earrings. It always involves something, money or jewels. It always involves something worthwhile here, see? And he said, you start making this for me, and I'll see that we have religion. We can do that real good. In fact, notice down in verse 6, he said, they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. That sounds like modern-day church, doesn't it? We're going to meet, eat, drink, rose up to play. Somebody said, we feed the sheep and entertain the goats. Here's what you're doing. This is, now, this is the best there is out there, people. This is God's chosen people, and look how they're acting. And verse 7 said, and the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. And let me tell you, we will work hard at it. We are dedicated into shooting ourselves in the foot. We just can't wait to get back out there, and maybe if we can get to the party, we can make it before they take them all and book it. We need to hurry before we get to the emergency room. We keep just going away, and here's what he said, they're going to corrupt themselves. Now then, and so between this time, as they're starting down, and evidently Joshua meets him about halfway down the mountain, because as they're going down, verse 17 said, when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And Moses said, he said, it's not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Here's the first rock the desert. Now, see, God's noise always sounds different from Satan's noise. God's singing always sounds different than Satan's singing. Well, I tell you, Lynn, I just love gospel rock. Yeah, well, I like Christian liquor stories. You don't put a name on them, it ain't going to work. Hey, that's like saying, well, I just watch Christian porno. It's only kind I watch. You find rock music and you'll find somebody smoking rocks. A few years ago, Freedom House guys went out to rock the desert. I said, how'd you like it? And he said, Leland, I didn't know any of them people, but I'm guaranteeing you they're on drugs. He said, I'm a drug addict. I know people when they're on drugs. I know. So, they come down here, they get down there. Here's Aaron. He's the high priest, as it were. And Moses is all over him. That's his brother. And in verse 22, Aaron, being the good Baptist that he is, blames everybody else. He said, Moses, you know them people. He said, goodness, he said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they're set on mischief. They're going to do bad things. You know how rotten they are. You know how they are. And he said, for they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know, want not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me. Now listen to this. Now it takes some imagination to come up with a story like this. So they gave it to me. They gave him the gold. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Wouldn't you like to have seen that? You just dump a bunch of gold in the fire, and here comes the golden calf. Nobody had to mold it. Nobody. Oh. Now, you talk about, now he was first evolutionist. It just came out that way. It just happened that way. Nobody made it. We didn't make this golden calf. It just came out that way. That's the way it was. And Moses, verse 25, when Moses saw that the people were naked, and that this always goes with the rock and the music. You can have that right with it. He said, when he saw they were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, and here's the question, who's on the Lord's side? That's the question tonight. Who's on the Lord's side? Now, some of y'all on the back talking all the time, I'm getting ready to ask you that question. Who's on the Lord's side? You think if we don't pay any attention to him that we'd be on his side? You think that if we ignore him, we'll be on his side? Do you think that if we just cut back on using, we're on the Lord's side? Do you think if we're just tapering off, you're on the Lord's side? Do you think that none of these things that he said don't do, the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down with him, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, is it all right just to live with one another? Do you think that puts you on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side, says he. That's the only question Moses got. And the only people that step out for him are the Levites, and he sends them through the crowd killing people. Now, I'm going to tell you, you may not mean business with God, but I can guarantee you this, God means business with you. And if you think he doesn't, just wait. In all of his grace and all of his goodness, he is patient. But he's honest. He's honest. The Bible talks about, it said that in the days of Noah, God was long suffering. But finally, there came the final day. Before the rain, and God destroyed everybody on this earth but eight people. He was long suffering, and he always is, and thank God he is. Somebody said, thank God for second chances. Oh, we've all had many more than second chances. Try 2 million, try 2,000, try much more. Three things I want to point out about this question to you real quick. Number one, there are only two sides, not three, not four. This is not a multi-sided question. Moses just said simply, who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? Everyone must choose a side. Nobody can be neutral. A Leland, I don't want to choose a side. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. There's no neutrality. There's not a third or fourth option. The main thing, who is on the Lord's side? Number two, he didn't say who will be on the Lord's side, or he didn't say who was. It's present tense, right now. It's not something we discuss a week from now, or you can't go back and say, my family was. I came out of a good church home. This type of thing. It's not who was on the Lord's side, not who's going to be on the Lord's side. Moses said, who is on the... Where are you tonight? Where are you? In your lifestyle. Where are you? Whose side you on? Are you on the Lord's side? Now you know that and he knows that. I don't know that. The person sitting beside you may or might not know that. They might, because they just look at you and tell they've been with you all day long, maybe, so they know. Because with many of you, it's not a secret. On whether you're on his side or whether you're not on his side. You can pretty well tell. I realize sometimes you might have to wear a label. We might have to have a program and say number 13 is Christian and number 16 isn't. But most people can tell. So the choice is right now. Not in the future. Not in the past. And the third thing about this is that nobody can make the choice but you. Nobody can make that choice. When he said who's on the Lord's side, each individual had a choice. Mama can't make it for you. I get calls and letters with you. Take my son the Bible at the table. And I said, what if your son don't want the Bible? I want to enroll my son in a Bible class. What if he don't want to take it? I'd like my daughter to have a Bible. What if she doesn't want one? Now, let me tell you, there's a bunch of people in this room that give out Bibles at Ector County Jail. And they never whine about it. And they give them away free. And they pay for them themselves. And they help anybody, but we don't give them anybody that don't ask for it themselves. Most people out there want a lot of Bible. The county, I don't know about Midland County or any other county, but Ector County only lets you have one Bible anymore. Because they use them for address books. Phone books. But you have a Bible if you want one. But nobody can make that choice for you. Every mama wants a Sunday shirt. Son, we don't walk around. Sorry. We don't do that. I announced that earlier. Yeah. We're all grown in here. But everybody has that choice. But you have to make it for yourself. Mama would love to see you living for the Lord, probably. Or maybe she will, I don't know. But there's a lot of people that love you enough that they don't want you to make an idiot of yourself. And they're the first people we cut off from us until we get wanting them to put something on our books. Kind of like the prodigal son. You ever think about this? The prodigal son came home, everything he'd run off from home. He left the party. He left to have a good time. He left to enjoy life, and he ended up having to come home to find all that. Because that's the only place that he could find it. Who is on the Lord's side? I want you to bag your heads for a moment. our attention has not been real good tonight because we got other things on our mind and we're using the rec room for something else. And that makes us real smart. But I'm going to ask you, if you could answer the question, who's on the water side? I think it's a fair question. He's taken care of us up until now. We owe him everything we got. If he just shuts off his air, we got problems. And you would think that on the surface, most people say, hey, I'm on the Lord's side. But you know, we're getting where we don't do that much anymore. We have another God somewhere, that golden calf that we want to look at. But maybe, just maybe, you happen to be one here tonight that paid attention. You happen to be one here tonight that knows God's talking to you. You happen to be here tonight and know that it's an important question with eternal results. And you say, Leland, pray for me that I get the answer right. Pray for me. I know that the question's been asked of me. I want to get it right. All heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. Would you just slip your hand up quickly? God bless you. I see your hand, sir. I see your hand. You put it right back down once you lift them up. Slip them back down. Anybody else, real quickly? Yes, I see your hand. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Yes, sir, see your hand. The Leland is honest. I know how. I want to trust. I want to believe in Jesus Christ tonight. The Bible says that He died for my sins and He rose again. And I want to believe that. I want to put my faith in that. I want to just simply, as best I know how, turn my life over to Him. If you mean it, in a moment I want to pray. But if you mean it, while I'm praying, I want you to pray. See, now it's down to you and Him. I'll be going as far as I can go with you. But you can go further with Him. And you can come tonight and meet Him. I want you to stand your feet, head bowed, eyes closed, and we're getting ready to pray. Everybody on your feet, head bowed. Our Heavenly Father, you know the hearts tonight. But the good thing about it, Father, you know each individual heart. And there be some here that are as serious with you as you are them. And Father, I pray that right this moment, in their heart of hearts, that they're turning their life over to you. That they're asking you to save their souls for all eternity. Father, help them to make that decision. Whatever it takes, Father, help them to get this answer right. In Christ's name we pray. Head still bowed, eyes still closed. On the very first verse that Brother Charles sang, I want you to come just as I am. Come right on. Just as I am, without one plea. I want you to come. There'll be somebody down there praying with you. Somebody down there can talk with you. Show me the Bible, what you need. Come on, right now. You lifted your hand, you got that far. Come right on. Yes, sir. Come right on. Come on. Come right on. Come on. Come right on. Come on. About it, but he won't be. And I'm glad, I'm thankful tonight that years ago somebody got in my face and called me down and got me to thinking about eternity. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who are here. Father, I know this. I know sometimes they come for a thousand other reasons, but also saying, Father, that whatever they came for, that's not what they left because they got saved. And Father, that's what we're looking for. Change lives. Lives that will be turned around. Hearts that will be changed. Get out of this rut. Get out of this misery. Get out of this being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Father, there's a way out, and we thank you for that. Help us to turn to you for that. Now, Father, bless your people, and for those that didn't answer the question right tonight, would you give them another chance? And I know this, Father, if you don't, you don't have to. You don't owe them another chance. We just ask that you give them one more chance. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Refreshment bars open. Pick up anything on the table back there. Thank you for being here. God bless you.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.